KSKQ 89.5 in Ashland, Oregon. This is Community Supported Radio. My name is Gary Wilson, and the name of the show is Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle. This show contains adult themes. Disclaimer time. Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle is informational only. It is not medical advice. If you need medical advice, please see your doctor. The central theme of this show is how internet pornography impacts young men, primarily young men, their experiences, and some of the science behind what they are experiencing. You can visit yourbrainonporn.com for video presentations and all sorts of information if you care to. Today, we are going to have a guest. Before I introduce them, I just want to do a little introduction of the subject. And the subject today is what's called HOCD. That stands for Homosexual Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it? Well, what is this? It's a type of OCD that involves recurrent sexual obsessions or intrusive thoughts about one's sexual orientation. Now, here's a quote from an expert. Straight individuals with homosexual OCD experience obsessive fears about the possibility of being gay. Their HOCD obsessions often consist of unwanted thoughts, impulses, or images that uncontrollably pop into consciousness. To reduce the anxiety brought on by their obsessions, individuals with HOCD engage in a variety of rituals that focus on proving their true sexuality or reducing their perceived vulnerability to becoming gay. Actually, a better term for this is sexual orientation OCD, because we have seen several gay and lesbians show up on my website who developed straight OCD, yes, through escalating to porn that didn't match their sexual orientations. They believe that perhaps they were turning straight. This is quite a subject, and our guest today, his name is Taru. Taru, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Gary.
So, Taru, you're a member of a forum called Your Brain Rebalanced, and you're in your early 20s, And you have dealt with this condition, HOCD. Can you give us a little bit of background about you and then how you eventually developed HOCD?
Yeah, sure. Well, I sort of went through the sort of standard addiction process, I'd say. Like, I discovered the high-speed internet porn when I was perhaps 12 or 13. And throughout the sort of a daily basis, I would search for different genres and all kinds of different things. And then when I sort of got to 18, 19... I started to just get bored with what I was watching, and I'd always considered myself a straight person. Like, I'd always been attracted to females, loved being around females. When I was, you know, 13, 14, just the girl holding my hand would have me, like, going crazy, you know. I'd never had any attraction towards males. What I could admire if a male was good-looking or he had a good body or whatever, but I wasn't attracted towards that in a sort of sexual or intimate way. And then when I got to about 20, everything, my sort of world got a bit flipped upside down, is the way I put it, with the sorts of things that sort of start happening next.
I often describe that men escalate through porn, and that sounds like that occurred to you. So when you say that things got turned upside down, are you starting to say that perhaps it changed what you became sexually aroused to? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, I remember how it happened quite clearly. I'd been watching on a daily basis for maybe, you know, 8 years or whatever. I saw a website with a sort of gay search in it. I thought I'd check it out, mainly because I was a bit bored with what I was watching and I was a bit curious. So I checked it out. At first, didn't really do anything for me, watched it for a couple of minutes, came off it. And then what happened after that, over the next sort of month or so, is I would find myself watching genres of porn that I'd be watching, sort of heterosexual sex or lesbian sex or whatever, and I sort of found those more boring and then started finding myself getting more into the gay stuff, which to me was, you know, at the time very, very alarming.
So that meant that you're masturbating to gay porn and it got you excited, is that correct?
Yeah, over a period of time. it was a bit bizarre. It was like, the more I watched of it, the more exciting it became. And in my mind, it was like a bit of a taboo thing. It was a bit of a sort of forbidden, a little bit sort of shocking, because I'd never seen that before, you know, and it was something totally different. But what had happened to me, which I haven't heard much of in terms of other people when I've read in the forums, is once I'd get myself to a sort of stage of near orgasm, something in my mind would just click, and it would be like, this isn't for me. And the turn-off would end very quickly, and I'd find myself finishing to a woman, which to me was just all felt very strange.
Yeah, and I actually heard more than one guy mention that they would masturbate to gay porn to keep their arousal, and then they immediately click to heterosexual porn. So that's what you did?
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. And in the early stages of it, I didn't really develop an obsessive compulsive disorder over it, because what I would do is I would watch it, then do that, so I'd finish over woman, and then as soon as I could after that, like maybe half an hour later, I would then watch heterosexual, you know, straight porn, finish to that, and then that way I would feel assured in my mind of my sexuality, and I didn't feel confused or concerned. It was only once I found it really hard to get aroused by the stuff I'd always been aroused by that the real obsessive compulsive disorder really started to hit home hard.
My question then, did you have any OCD tendencies prior to experiencing HOCD?
Yeah, I did. I did very much so. So I guess I was probably sort of more susceptible to that sort of thing. But yeah, from the age of 11, when I was at school for various different reasons, I got bullied at school. It was mainly because I was on like a special musically sort of talented program, and it sort of progressed from there. And I developed these little sort of rituals, if you like, as a sort of safeguard against that. So I developed OCD in a different area from a young age, which I don't suffer with really now, but I did when I was younger for a few years.
So once you got into practicing using gay porn, how did it make you feel? How did it affect other aspects of your life?
Well, the first thing which I'd like to say, which I know a lot of others have experienced this with either this subject or if they've escalated to something else, whether it's rape or whatever. After using, when this click would happen in my mind, which is the way I describe it was like a click, there'd be a feeling of, not that I'm against homosexuals, I have friends who are gay, but there was like a feeling of disgust, a feeling of severe discomfort, almost a feeling of like, what am I doing? So that would hit immediately. But the way it started to affect me in other areas is that I just started questioning myself all the time. It was like constant questioning. Like if I saw a guy who I thought, you know, I could tell he was good looking, I would question, am I attracted to him? Am I not attracted to him? And my whole perception of what to me was normal and comfortable before just got thrown into turmoil.
Yeah, so it's common, you're describing it, that it's this checking, it's this analyzing, and even checking your own body for sexual arousal when you think about someone of the same sex. Did that occur?
Very much so. Like, for instance, if I saw an advert on TV with like a topless guy who was in good shape or whatever, I would be, am I feeling aroused? Am I feeling like the issue at masturbate? How am I feeling? And I'd be then like really doing like a deep analysis on what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling, to a degree where it almost just all become a blur, because nothing was really making sense anymore. You know, I'd feel for one second I think I felt something, then I'd feel like, no, that's not the case. And it was just all, it just incredibly confusing.
Well, what made you finally decide to search for an answer and then go through what we call a reboot? That means eliminating porn.
It all started because I'd identified, like, the one factor I identified in myself is it was that I'd always been interested in women on an intimate and an emotional level, like, very much. And I realized that this first occurred through pornography use, not through something external to it. So I hadn't gone out one day, found myself really feeling attracted to some guy, whatever. That hadn't happened like that, and it hasn't happened like that. I understood it was porn. I believed that in my mind. I thought, this has got to have a link here. So basically, I searched for, can pornography turn you gay or change your sexual preference or whatever? And I wound up on the site, and I read the article that was named, I think it's named, Can You Trust Your Johnson?
Yes.
When I read that, everything just made sense. Everything made sense to me at that point.
And what did you decide to do at that point?
At that point, things have had a girlfriend now, who I'm very close to, who I love very much, for about 9-10 months now. There were problems going on with the porn and the addiction thing when I was with her, so I was getting the classic ED and that sort of thing as well. So it was a combination of that, plus my discomfort with what I was getting hooked on, that sort of made me say, I've got to stop this. I've got to take a severe break away from it now, and then reassess how I feel after time away and see what happens.
So you went ahead and did a reboot, is that correct? You went ahead and stopped watching porn. Did you also stop masturbating?
Yeah, I cut out the porn. I've cut it out totally now for about 4.5 months. However, in the early stages of my reboot, I could do sort of 12 days and a relapse. However, what I noticed is that after I'd given myself a week, 10 days or whatever, of no porn, no masturbation, the old things, seeing a really attractive woman in a bikini, you know, seeing a beautiful woman, the old things started to become arousing again and started to really feel more satisfying again when I'd relapse. But as I say, it's been like 4.5-5 months maybe of pretty much clean now.
In terms of your journey, how do you feel now? What are your symptoms as far as HOCD goes, and what is your attraction to females?
My symptoms are far, far, far more sort of minor now. I don't find myself obsessing about it all the time. I don't find myself really thinking about it all the time. Occasionally I have minor things where I think, oh, was that a sense of attraction, wasn't it, and it's like that, but it fades very quickly. I think even now, like, if I see, like, a really attractive woman on TV or something, or if I'm on the internet, something pops up, I still have a bit of an urge to go and masturbate to porn, to straight porn, that is. But the point is, the urges to do that have faded, and the urges to look at anything else apart from that have also, it's just sort of, like, faded out. It's like, the longer I'm going, the more it's just fading into sort of nothingness. Also, since I stopped, the fact that my ED improved so much with my girlfriend, that's also given me a lot of confidence in myself and as well.
Yeah, that's something that often drives guys with HOCD to search out some type of solution, is that they no longer can get a strong erection or get excited by females. Was that the case for you?
Yeah, it was. I think one of the things for me was, it was like when we would actually go to have sex, I used to have this horrible, like, little gremlin on my shoulder saying, is this really you? Is this what you really want? Or isn't it what you really want? And that sense of confusion and anxiety just really didn't help the ED issues anyway. So that definitely was a big factor for me. Once I'd addressed, I had ED and I wanted to keep this girl in my life, because I knew I was attracted to her and I knew I was, felt very intimate and very close towards her, that was a very big driving factor for me to get off porn and to, you know, rethink what's going on.
Yes, that checking is quite a problem. Okay, I'm just going to let us know that you're listening to KSKQ 89.5. We're discussing a condition called homosexual obsessive compulsive disorder, and my guest is Taru. I'm going to have one quote from an expert here. Quote, individuals with homosexual OCD want to know for sure that they are not gay and often go to great lengths to prove themselves that they are straight. However, due to the way OCD is strengthened and reinforced by rituals, these attempts ultimately backfire, unquote. What do you think about that quote?
That quote I find very, very interesting, because before I developed any OCD over the subject, so even though when I sort of feel like I escalated to the gay stuff or whatever, I was still getting turned on by straight porn and what have you, so I didn't really feel the obsessive thoughts. But as I got more obsessed about it, things that I would only have to think about for half a second and feel like, no, that's not for me, I started to question those more. So things like kissing another guy, I've never wanted to do that, the thought of it just isn't for me. If you want to do that, that's fine, you know, I've obviously got nothing against it, but it's totally not for me. But it's the more I obsessed about it, the more I questioned it, and then that brought uncertainty into all sorts of areas where I'd always been certain of myself. The more I obsessed about certain things, yeah, it definitely got a lot more confusing, feelings got quite intense and quite difficult to understand with more obsession.
They suggest do not analyze, do not check, and do not question. Were there any techniques that you used to help you through this?
Yeah, there were a couple. Like, one of the things that I would do regularly is if I felt the need, and the problem for me when it comes to checking was, is that I would use porn to check. So I'd watch some gay porn and watch some straight porn and see how I felt. So in the early stages when I wanted to get off it, if I would relapse, I would go through these little periods of like checking. But when I was having intrusive thoughts or whatever, I would just simply get up, and if I could, if it wasn't working, just get up and just go for a walk. I'd just go for a sort of 25-minute walk, just taking some fresh air, to relax my body and just focus on other things. Just get out of the environment I was in when that started, go for a walk and come back a bit more refreshed.
So in essence, you're interrupting the thought, and that's something that's similar with addictions. That's what they suggest, is you have the urge, and then you have some type of activity or pre-planned activity in order to interrupt the cravings to, in your case, check, or the cravings to use porn. So you found that helpful.
Very helpful, yeah. And I think as well, like, I know like as more and more of sort of the subject of porn addiction and porn-induced ED is coming more to the front of things, it seems to be quite a sort of widespread phenomenon now. Like, a lot of people know this, but even when it comes just to watching, if I wanted to watch porn when I was trying to reboot, again, just as you say, breaking the cycle, you know, whether it's going for a walk, going for a run, listening to music, anything, just, you know, if you can break that cycle, that for me was very, very important.
Is there any other advice you'd have for others with HOCD who are just starting out on this journey?
One thing which I really feel like has helped me is if guys can manage to actually, and it's not easy, I know that, and I'm not saying it's going to be easy for everyone, but if guys can manage to find a woman or find a girl, if you're straight, or a guy if you're gay, but someone who's very understanding of you, just finding someone and having that contact, that interaction with them, just for me felt like it totally was speeding up my recovery process. And in regards to like HOCD and escalation to things that don't necessarily match your like sexual orientation, I think that people need to feel reassured that if they felt intimate towards girls for a long period of time, or I think anyway, and they've watched a lot of porn and their first attraction to it came purely from porn, I think people who are trying to stop need to feel reassured that there's a good chance that their obsessive thoughts and compulsive behavior will go over a period of time of abstaining from porn use.
You just need to stop feeding that cycle of checking, isn't that correct?
You do, yeah. And yeah, you do. The more you stop it, the better.
A question I had, which I should have gotten to earlier, is did your symptoms get worse before they got better at the beginning of stopping porn?
I went through a period of craving. I mean, like, I know like a lot of guys have expressed that. Like, I was craving it daily, particularly in the early stages. I almost found it impossible. But in terms of my obsessive thoughts and the HOCD, I would say that after the first 2 weeks, that started to become easier. Once I'd done 2 weeks away from it totally, then things started to become easier. Things started to fade, and it wasn't as much of an issue.
It's interesting, because a lot of guys really find, like, the first week, and they'll hit a week or the 10 days, and the urge to check by watching porn and attempting, like you said, to masturbate to either straight porn or gay porn and comparing is so strong that they often relapse, and then they start through the same cycle of only getting through about a week or so. So that's what I've seen quite a bit. So how do you deal now with the intrusive thoughts or the spikes?
I feel a lot more relaxed about things now, mainly as well because old things that I used to find attractive to do with women are attractive again. Sex with my girlfriend is very enjoyable, it's very intimate, and I feel great when I'm doing it, and my experiences with her just feel amazing. So I think it's like a combination of those intrusive thoughts and porn-related issues fading and my real sex life taking off has really helped me sort of be propelled forward.
Well, like you said, it would be great if every guy could get a girl, and of course that's the ultimate goal of many guys on the site. Here's a question, because we know that this is the toughest condition really to get over. We see this again and again. And many people with HOCD need therapists, and some of them actually need to take drugs. Did you ever think about therapy?
Yeah, I mean, I have seriously thought about it for a time, just sort of before I really started my reboot. For sure, it's tough. There's been times when I've been out of the door at 6 in the morning, walking just almost aimlessly sort of around my block, you know, just trying to get my head straight. one of the worst things I had is that, particularly in my times of most anxiety, is I'd get dreams about watching porn, and the dreams, when I'd wake up, I'd feel very anxious after dreaming about it. So it was almost like I couldn't really escape it even when I was sleeping.
Yeah, and we hear this a lot. I would get emails from guys saying, I just had a dream about having sex with a guy. Is this going to ruin me? You know, and so the dreams would seem so real, and they would just start a whole day of obsessing. That's what they would describe. You know, back to this therapist, and I just want to discuss it. If you were to educate a therapist, because a lot of them are not aware of this condition, and sometimes they tell the clients who have HOC that they're simply gay and they're not willing to admit it. So what advice would you actually have to a therapist who didn't know anything about this?
If I were to educate someone, just educate a therapist, I would happily stand forward and put my case forward and how my progressions happened, because I know there are many other guys like me out there, and I hope there's going to be a lot of people who've got this issue listening to the show, feeling some reassurance and feeling like some light at the end of the tunnel. I just say about how my process has happened, because it's, for me, what's happened has been totally real, and my life's totally changed round since I cut out the variable, which is obviously porn, as we all know. So I'm absolute concrete evidence, and I think more people over time, as things get more publicly known and widespread about the issues of porn, I think this issue will be known by therapists in the not-too-distant future.
That's good advice. It is sort of sad. I just want to mention again, we see many guys going to therapists, and they're just saying that, well, you know, you're really gay. But I think therapists need to realize that if someone, like you described, spent years and years attracted to females and watching female porn, and then 8, 9, 10 years later, all of a sudden, a little switch turned, then clearly, it's probably not that they're gay and they're simply not willing to admit it, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, I went through, from a very young age, as I said, I'd always been attracted to girls, and I went through, like, you know, 8, 9 years, whatever it was, of feeling that way. My obsession started because of a pornography addiction. It wasn't that I actually started feeling intimate in the same way I do when I'm around a girl. You know, like, for me, and I've always been the same, if I've got physical contact with a girl, if I'm laying down the sofa cuddling her, it just feels so right, and it just feels so perfect. It's always been that way. I think if you felt like that consistently for a long period of time, and then things start to change because of porn, I would strongly argue the case that you're an actual homosexual person. I would argue that you've had an escalation to something that doesn't match a sexual orientation.
Okay, so we've been talking with Taru, and we're discussing homosexual excessive compulsive disorder. And I'd like to repeat that this also occurs with gay and lesbians, and they have the same type of anxiety. So we only have a few seconds left. Is there anything you want to add before we end the show?
I'd like to say, for those on the forum of Your Brain Balance, my name on there is Taru1990, and if anyone's got any questions and having similar issues, feel free to message me and I'll just get back to you as soon as I can.
Well, thanks so much. This has been very enlightening. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary.